There comes a time in your life where the Lord so radically gets a hold of you that you are no longer satisfied sitting in your spiritual life. There comes a time in your prayer life where you are no longer satisfied sitting in your prayer life. There must begin to be action that happens from your life. There comes a time in your prayer life when you begin to realize it's not okay that Philistines are still in our land. There comes a time in your prayer life where you're no longer okay that the enemy still has thousands of people in bondage in your city. There comes a time in your spiritual life where you're no longer okay sitting back as laws are passed that are injustice, that there are laws that are passed that are unrighteous. And there's something that gets stirred up with inside of you that says, I must do something. What I'm praying about must move me to action. It's time for the church and it's time for the prayer movement to begin to move into action and no longer be satisfied with just this feeling. But the Lord's raising up an entirely different breed of people. As you're sitting, you realize I have two choices. My first choice is I can give my entire life to pursuing God, things of God. Or I can give my entire life to living for myself. But the Lord's raising up an entirely different breed of people. I've never met somebody that changed the world that wasn't crazy. People who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do it. But the Lord's raising up an entirely different breed of people. The courage of a few people will inspire rally other people to call. You want to see backslidden believers come back? There's something about the courage of a believer that charges mountains, that gets on their hands and knees, that begins to climb this thing and defeat the villains. There's something about courage that inspires and puts courage in those that have defected and those that are hiding. You want to see backslidden believers come back? Church is stronger than she's ever been. God loves his people. Church is stronger than she's ever been. God loves his people. Church is stronger than she's ever been. God loves his people. We just need to be courageous ourselves. And when that happens, it ignites something. It's time for cities to be taken. It's time for laws to fall. It's time for righteousness to be established. It's time for an outpouring of the Spirit. It's time for cities to be taken. It's time for laws to fall. It's time for righteousness to be established. It's time for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. People who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. I've never met somebody that changed the world that wasn't crazy. The courage of a few people will inspire and rally other people to the call. Church is stronger than she's ever been.